Welcome back to Roswell. No, that's... What was that?
I don't know. I was just making a noise. I was trying to harmonize with you.
I was doing the wrong tune. I was, like, trying to do,
Is there a Roswell tune?
Oh, wait, it is. It's like... It's similar to what I was about to do. But what I was about to do was... And that's something else. I feel like that's from Harry Potter. Whatever. Anyway, we're back in Roswell. Things are actually finally getting interesting.
Yes.
We're doing...
We got a flashback.
Yeah, this whole episode was, like, told through flashbacks, basically. Which I actually appreciated a lot more because it gave context to a lot of stuff that I didn't understand.
Yes. We learned a lot.
Number one being that Rosa was not her younger sister, but her older sister, and I feel like I've been lied to.
She was 19. We thought she was, like, 15 or something.
Yeah, we thought she was, like, a baby, and that's why she was, like, hooked on Well, that's what kind of made the drug story a lot more tragic. You're just like, oh, God, she's, like, a baby hooked on drugs.
At such a young age.
Yeah, I was like, no, she was 19 and also dealing drugs and also...
Right. And it's like, has she graduated high school and she's just still around? Or, because at one point she was on the grounds of the high school.
Yeah. Which,
and, honestly, like, the girls were trying to get drugs from her, and so it's like... She wouldn't go to the school if they were seeking her out, you know?
I think it was one of those things where it's like, they only did it that way because it was more convenient.
Yeah, there was no actual logical reasoning behind it.
Yeah, they were like, hey, we don't want to do another, like, shot of something else. And I'm like, well, you could have easily had it done in that alley where Rosa kept her fucking car outside of their restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, there were ways that they could have done it that would have made a lot more logistical sense.
Just in general, with this entire show, there's a real lack of accuracy or logic.
Oh, specifically, their fucking outfits.
Yes.
It was 2008, and they were having them wear really weird stuff. And I'm like, not weird, like, actual 2008 weird. It was, like, weird, like, this doesn't seem time
period
accurate.
That's not how people dress.
Yeah, I was really annoyed with how they had, God, what's his name? Alex. Is it Alex?
Which one are you referring to?
The gay one.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Alex. Okay. I need to remember this. I need to remember my gays.
You really do. Come on, Chad. Get on it.
I remember Michael. Because I'm slowly starting to like him more and more, and I might be in love with him.
Oh, no.
I'm definitely in love
with him.
You're
going to end up the same way Alex did.
You know what?
Living in a cabin by yourself.
Living in a cabin by myself with only...
One leg.
With one leg. You know, and if that's what God has in plan for in store for me, okay.
Oh, no. But, like, where were the tattoo chokers? You know, where were the big oversized jeans? The torn jeans?
Yes.
You know?
Any of those things.
Yeah, but no, they were just dressed kind of normal.
Because acid wash torn jeans were actually really,
like,
popular my
senior
year.
They wouldn't have even had to use the lower thirds that said the year in it. They could have just dressed them like that, and it would have been, the job would have been done for them.
Yeah, it would have been, like, so easy.
Yeah.
All they really had to do was hit up a thrift store, and I'm like, here.
Oh, really? It was a huge missed opportunity.
Absolutely.
And, like, 2000s clothing is not expensive because it all looks like garbage, you know?
Yeah. No one wants it.
It was the trash decade.
Yes. Absolutely. Because my main thing with Alex was, the funny thing was they were trying to make him, like, I don't know. You said he looked punk, and I was like, I feel like they were trying to make him...
Like, scene emo.
Yeah, they were trying to shoot for that.
They didn't go far enough.
Yeah. Like, for one, there was one sweater that he was wearing that was really cool. I loved it. I think it had, like, a bunch of, like, skull head, like, devil heads on it or something.
Yeah.
It was really cool. But the thing is, he had a septum ring, and I was just like, no, he would not have a septum, because septums were not popular in 2008.
They weren't.
I know for a fact, because I got peer pressured into getting a goddamn lip ring. And it wasn't peer pressure, it was just everyone in the scene had lip rings at that time.
Yeah.
So it was very popular to get that, or to get, like, I think it was called a Madonna, like, the one that's on the top.
Yeah.
Or a Monroe, like, it's either called a Madonna or a Monroe, depending on what side you would get it on. That's just... you know, piercing lingo for whenever you went in and were like, hey, I want this.
Great.
But labret piercings were huge. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand why they gave him a septum, because I'm just like, even if you're, like, trying to shoot for that, you didn't fully commit. Also, no. His hair was wrong.
It was.
Because I'm like, his there hair would have been longer.
There was just a lot that was wrong about
Yeah, all they
his.
Did was spike his hair up. I'm like, y'all couldn't have got him a shitty wig.
They just gave him darker colors, a little bit of under eyeliner.
Which was
And spiked
bad.
His hair up. And they were like, he's emo.
I was also mad that they didn't full-on commit to the under eyeliner.
I did appreciate the accuracy of, like, I think they were like, oh, like, a lot of the emo culture ends up being gay. And I'm like,
it's very
you
true.
Got me there.
You do got me there because yeah. A lot of those queermos are definitely.
So I'm like, okay, there's a little bit of accuracy.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Not a lot, but a little bit.
No. But on the subject of him being gay,
yeah.
While they were at the prom and Kyle was bullying him and said the quote that I had to write down.
You literally scrambled for your notebook. You're like, I have to
find
it.
I didn't even have my notebook out. I was kind of at the point where I'm like, I don't need to take notes, whatever. And then they said that. I'm like, I need to write this down. And it says, I like tacos and you like hot dogs.
I'm like, are we in middle school?
Because
that's some 7th grade bully shit.
I was so dead. And you, after that, said, I laughed so hard I felt a vein move.
I did. It fucking moved in my neck. I don't know what it was, but it moved. Because it was hysterical. I love that you did that. And then immediately after, Liz was just like, you need to grow up! And
yeah.
Then like, and then ran off.
It's so funny. God,
but I want to actually know more about their friendship, because they never actually hint at the fact that Alex and Liz were friends in the past or even friends now, because I don't think they've ever had scenes together. Also,
not in the new season, no.
Also, I'm just remembering the other friend, her best friend, who has disappeared.
Oh, yeah, what happened to her?
She's fucking disappeared. I think
she's
they
been gone for a minute.
Yeah, I think they wrote her out, maybe.
Maybe.
Like, I think they had to get her and keep her around for, like, you know, reboot's sake. But at this point, I think they've decided, they're like, hey, she doesn't really play into the storyline. Yeah. So
which is weird, because she plays a really big role in the original, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but I think it's because they've changed so many random details that she doesn't fit anymore.
Yeah. I want to say Liz and Alex, like, they showed them being friends in flashbacks, but not really in present day.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure they showed them in flashbacks being friends.
Yeah. Which is why I want them to be friends. I want to see them as friends in the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, I mean, all the scenes that I get from Alex are...
when him and Michael are fucking.
Or having super tension.
Yeah.
Having a whole bunch of tension.
I fucking.
Yeah. Also, I'm just remembering from the last episode that fucking Alex found that shard of the ship in that wall.
Oh, yeah. What happened to that?
Well, we didn't get that this episode because
it was all flashback.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm really into
it. I want
the show.
Alex to get pulled into all the alien shit.
Yeah.
I really, really want that so bad.
I'm, like, really into this now. Like, before I was into this for shits and giggles, now I feel like I'm genuinely weirdly into
it. I'm, like, part of me is in for shits and giggles, but I do have to admit that part of me is very unironically into it. And I'm not proud. I'm still not saying it's good per se.
Hey, I love Riverdale, so I love garbage.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Unironically.
I mean, I think that's kind of how we started doing this together, is specifically that we both love watching garbage.
Exactly.
Like, that's how this all started, was the concept of two bad, one good.
Yes.
And now it's just a lot bad. Occasionally good.
That is true. I mean, but we were also just talking about, like, how, like, kind of like the intrigue where you were, like, saying, I was saying, like, Riverdale really, you know, hits the nail on the head with, like, they know how to keep people interested with, like, all the drama. There's, like, murder and mystery and stuff like that.
Drugs!
Yeah. And kind of, well, you know, Roswell's following suit a little bit with that, with the whole, like, murder, cover up of a murder, drugs, someone was a drug addict.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm here for it. Like, that's the kind of subplot I want, you know? Like I was telling you, I'm really missing all the murder and drugs in Jane the Virgin. It's all love triangles now. It's like, no, I want kidnappings. I want gangs. want murder.
I want a secret twin.
Yes. That's what I'm here for.
God, there's so many, plot lines on Jane the Virgin that are,
and that's what I love about it. Like, that's the beauty of the show, because the whole thing is it's supposed to be, like, a telenovela, and I'm like, then where did the telenovela plot lines go?
Hmm. I can't wait for that spinoff that they're gonna do.
Oh my god, yeah.
You know that they're supposed to do the spinoff, and it's supposed to be based off of Jane's writing?
Right, I heard about that.
And I'm, like, really interested in that, just because I'm like, what would Jane write?
I'm so curious.
I hope she gets out of the box. How mercurial is she gonna get?
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to... So, back on the topic of Alex and Michael, I love the fact that they were, they had this weird tension before, because, like, Alex was just like, did you steal my guitar out of the music room? He's just like, I borrowed it. I was gonna put it back. And then he's just like, give me it back! And they had, like, that weird tension.
And he's like, you're sleeping in your truck. And as he turns around to his very obvious sleeping bag and pillow and all of his stuff laid out.
Yeah, because he has, like, a horrible home life. And he was just like, so I guess all the rumors about you are true. And he's just like, are all the rumors about you true? And I'm just like, yes. As I love the fact that he's just like, I am also, you know, a closet homosexual, and I don't know how to put the feelers out there to tell you that I also am into that. So I just want to, like, subtly ask, are the rumors true?
So subtle.
I know. I love it. I also love the fact that he showed up at his job to, well, first off, Alex let him stay in his shed at his house because he was just like, you shouldn't be sleeping in your car because it's like, it gets cold at night. Because, you know, in the fucking desert, it actually does get really cold at
night. Yeah.
Kind of like New York. It's very weird. Like, it'll be really hot in the day and then all of a sudden it'll be, like, really cold at night. Yeah. Or, no, LA. That's what I'm thinking of. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Not New York. but anyway. What was really... He brought him his brother's guitar because this is the first time... Because we get a little bit more about Alex's home life, and now we know that Alex has a brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing probably an older brother, but we don't know what happened to him. Maybe he died in the war, or maybe he's still alive. Who knows? I love shit like that when they hint at it, but then you're also just like, I have questions!
There's so many questions. I have an itemized list of questions.
I'll email them to the writers. I'll be like, bitch, you better tell me!
It's, yeah.
Also, give me a job. Dot, dot, dot. Question mark? I love the fact that he showed up at Alex's job at the movie theaters, which is fucking alien themed. Oh, yes. Wait, was it a movie theater or was it a...
I think it may have been that museum or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the alien museum. And it was just so funny. He's just like, hey, let's talk. And then they proceed to just go and make out in the fucking alien museum. Oh, my museum. God, yeah.
But then they went to the tool shed.
Yeah, no, wait, we forgot the part where you were just like, it's a metaphor!
Then making out in the alien museum is a metaphor. It's true.
But yeah, then they went to the
metaphor tool shed. For what? I'm not sure. But I'm sure it's a metaphor. But no, then when they went back to Alex's room, aka a tool shed, and they were having a heart to heart, you were just like, life is sad.
Oh, I think we're going to say the part where they were, like, making out. And then he was just like, have you ever done this before? Because, you know, that's always the first question the gays ask. Especially at that age, you're just like...
And then, of course, he replied as the way the gays always do at that age with, yeah, but, like, not with a guy.
Yeah. No, he was... He did say that also, but I think it was... I think Alex actually said that. He was just like, so you haven't done this with a guy? He was just like, no, but I've also... This is the first time I've done it with someone I actually, like... Like, and I was just like...
And that's when you were like, oh, life is sad.
Because I was just like, oh, can't relate. Because I'm like, have I ever done that with anyone I've actually liked that much? I'm like, no, not really. But it was... And then after that, when they were having the heart-to-heart, and then the fucking dad just bursts in. He literally just bursts in and... throws the door open.
Right, and he was like, how dare you under my roof? And Jen was like, this isn't even his house, this is the tool shed. How dare you in my tool shed?
He was mad that they had gay sex near his power tools. He was just like, I don't care if you're gay, just don't do it near my power tools.
Homosexuality in my tool shed? It's it's more likely than you think.
No, it was also, what's really weird about that particular scene is it's like, I mean, Alex has talked about before that his dad is, like, horrible, which we already kind of know that. And then he's, like, super homophobic. What really didn't, what really doesn't make sense is, like, later on, when him and his dad talk, and the dad is just like, I don't care that you're gay. He's just like, but doing, like, being gay with, like, Michael, who was basically seen as, like, I guess trash because, whatever.
Trash slash criminal.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, that's the direct opposite of what you did to him in high school, so I'm very confused.
Yeah. As I'm it that he learned and grew as a person? Is it that he still hates it, but that's not specifically what he's mad about this time?
Is it because he went into the military, so now he deems him worthy of his,
Right.
Of his affection in his eyes?
Is it that in the beginning, it actually wasn't that he was mad about the gay stuff, but it was actually still because it was Michael, because Michael was still trash then. He was just less of the criminal.
Yeah.
Because he had good grades. We did learn that.
Yes. Poor Michael. I feel so bad for him.
Yeah.
He's had a real shit
time. He really has. And he's also, should I say the spoiler?
What?
Well, he's the only one we know of at this point who hasn't killed someone. The only alien.
Yeah.
Even though everyone thinks he's the only one who has.
Exactly. I'm like, he's actually the innocent one.
Exactly. Who would have thunk?
Who would have thought? Not a criminal, just gay. And honestly, if you're gay, you do crime anyway.
That's a metaphor.
All gays are criminals. We all know this. it is known. Sorry. I just had a... had to have my one day at a time moment.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone knows this.
Oh my gosh. Well, Isabel was really having her whole split personality thing going on.
Like,
I specifically wrote down real life Gemini.
Because yeah, that's true. Like, she was literally acting exactly how people say that Gemini's actors, like, they're just one way, and the next day they're completely the opposite. And I'm like, one day she was Rose's best friend, the next day she was just like, I don't know her.
I don't know her.
Literally. I'm not in the market for new friends.
Right. Oh my god, that was such a shady comment. I really want to do that next time someone tries to, like, befriend me and I'm not into it. Sorry, I'm not in the market for new friends.
I was going to say, anytime you meet any of our extended friend group and they're all, like, the ones who are still in college, you're like, I'm not in the market for new friends.
I mean, honestly...
Honestly. I wish I could do...
Like, there are even some where it's like, I'm willing to speak with you, and some where it's like, I don't even want to try.
I should do that next time someone tries to Facebook friend me. I'll, like, message them and be like, oh, I'm not in the market for new friends.
Oh my god.
And then add a bitchy gif. Just a portrait of Regina George.
I'm dead.
Yeah, but she's just, like, full-on having her Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde moment.
Truly.
Going around doing all kinds of crazy shit.
A true Gemini icon. I aspire to be her.
To be full-on flippant?
Yes.
Oh, we totally skipped over the part where the dad fucking broke Michael's hand with a hammer.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah, he super did that.
We forgot about the domestic violence. He was going to... He was full-on going
to... Is it even domestic if it's not his kid?
Also, is it domestic if it's not in his house? It was in his shed? I don't know.
I think it still is.
But he was... No, the only reason why he hit Michael is because Michael was trying to protect Alex. Because he was full on about to slap Alex with that hammer.
Right. But, like, it's not like, oh, he hit Michael by accident. No, he grabbed him, grabbed his hand, and then hit his hand repeatedly with a hammer. Like, that was...
That didn't, honestly, that was the wildest shit, and I'm just like, why did anyone seek legal action? Because at that point, it's like,
and then
this is getting out of hand.
Michael sat in his car and chugged nail polish remover.
Which, at this point, I'm starting to think that nail polish remover helps them, I don't know, heal? I don't know, is it alcohol to them?
I think it's more of a healing thing to them, because same for, like, when Isabel would, like, black out, they'd give her a bunch of nail polish remover, and, like, when they're weak, they drink it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It doesn't make sense. It's like, when they're weak, they drink it, blah, blah, blah. But also, when they were kids, they were drinking the nail polish, and I'm just like, were they being, like, quote-unquote rebellious kids and drinking?
But I want to say it's, like, something that is, like, good for them, but they don't necessarily require 24/7, but they... It helps them and it makes them feel better, even if that better is just a, like, a mood boost, maybe? Like, oh, if you're just hanging out and you're like, oh, I just want to, like... It's an upper, you know?
Yeah, they really need to explain that, because it's very confusing.
Yeah.
I mean...
Maybe they'll get there.
I mean, it clearly exhibits the fact that they're weird and out of the box, but it doesn't tell me what it does to them.
Right. Do they just drink it for fun? Do they just not have taste buds? Like, we don't know.
I know.
Maybe it's just a placebo effect. Especially since they don't know anything about who they are or where they came from. How do they know... How did they figure out that nail polish remover helps?
That is really
the question. How did they figure that out?
Did, like, one of them catch a whiff of it, and they were like, that smells good, and they were just like, let me try it.
That Gordon Ramsay meme, finally some delicious fucking food.
That was them.
Discovery nail polish remover.
Because it truly is just a very weird thing, because it's like,
why that?
It's very on a whim that you would have to figure it out, too, because it's like, are you just going to drink acetone and be like, oh god, this burns my throat?
Because the original was like, oh, they're super into hot sauce.
Yeah.
But I don't even think necessarily the hot sauce has healing properties. Maybe they just like it. I don't know, we never got that far in the original, but like...
That's true.
But, eventually, like, hot sauce is something where I'm like, okay, yeah, it's still weird because they just, like, chug hot sauce, but, like, it's still, like, okay, I mean, I could see that. Because then also they can, like, drink hot sauce in person and, like, in front of people, and it's not, like, that weird. Because, honestly, I know someone who would drink hot sauce straight. Like, I know humans.
Yeah, I was going to say this.
Maybe she's an alien.
Oh, my God. We've known aliens and not known it.
Someone play the X-Files theme song. Anyways.
Yeah, but the real mystery at this point is, like, what the fuck is going on with Isabelle? And I'm like, I want to know, she wants to know, we all want
to
know!
Because we know what happened to Rosa now, so now it's, what's up with Isabelle? Is she gonna kill someone else? Glowing stone that Alex found, where is that gonna go?
Yeah.
You know,
we've got a couple of different plot lines going on.
Yeah, yeah. We do, we have some things to keep us busy, which I'm pleased about. I think that's why we're more interested now, because it's not just, like...
About Liz and Max.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm a little tiddly bit more interested in their relationship now because of that, because of the dynamic of the fact that she's just like, I never want to see you again!
Yeah.
But, sans that, I'm way more interested in just Alex and Michael. Also...
Yeah, it's true. So far, I do find, like, their relationship the most interesting.
Yeah. Also, the fact that they decided to rope Alex into this with the fact of... him finding that shard.
Yeah.
It's pulled him into the main story, which is good because
they've really pulled him in as a main character, as like opposed to the original, which I don't think that was the case.
Well, we didn't get that far, but I think technically he was part of the main cast.
But in comparison to like the girl,
yeah,
her best friend who
is full on disappeared.
Yeah, because she plays a big role.
Yeah, so it's. I think they just swapped people. They're just like, meh.
Yeah, whatever. We want the gay.
Yeah. But, you know, we're going to keep watching because it's now full on interesting. And
yeah.
They're about to actually start getting to weird stuff happening.
Thank God.
Weird
stuff is finally happening.
We're just inching closer and closer to those, to the alien content.
Yeah.
So next episode, I think, what was the name of the next one?
It's the sign.
Something oh, yes.
Yeah.
I saw the sign. Which I guess is a reference to the fact that the actual alien sign that Isabelle drew in the sand.
Probably, yeah.
I'm so intrigued. But, you know, tune in next time. We're going to keep watching. Gucci.